Hi beloved, this is your course Success coming your way again, and this is Life Hikes. Hope the week went quite well. Mine was a blessing. We're here again for a new episode. This week's episode will be titled The Power of Your Utterance. You know, the weight, there is a lot of weight which our utterances carry. The negative we speak, the negative our life turn out to be, and the positive we speak of ourselves and into ourselves, the positive and more fruitful our life will turn out to be. It's Life Hikes coming your way, and I am your coach Success. Don't touch the dial, and please do subscribe so that you have notification on new episodes published on my podcast. So what impact does our utterance make? You know, first of all, it tells us what we do or we should do. It's more or less like an instruction. When you some sort of instruct yourself or caution yourself to align with something or believing and giving wholeheartedly into something or someone. So our utterance serves as a caution, an instruction, a powerhouse, and it has a great impact on us. It doesn't matter the circumstances you find yourself. Always indulge yourself in positivity. Find a way of speaking positive things into your life and aligning yourself with positivity. You know, back in those days, I didn't know. I couldn't realize that all those utterances I was uttering out, I was voicing out, was making a great impact on myself as a person. Until I realized that I was weighted down the progress lay where I thought I would be. I was quite behind. So when I read a whole lot of affirmative books, and I got to realize that, oh, meaning I became an intruder. I became my own weakness. I became my own distractor or destroyer. And my utterance did make an impact. It made an impact on my destiny, on my daily walk. So when you wake up each day, a blessed day it is, you must speak, you must affirm that into your life. You must tell yourself that, oh, to myself, I'm out of bed today and I'm going into the world. There will be an unleashing of blessing upon me. There will be an unleashing of great success. There will be an unleashing of abundance. These are affirmations that you speak to yourself. This utterance makes an impact, but you will not realize until you've been told. You know, we have a whole lot of struggles in the world that everyone is some kind of being so bored. Everyone is some kind of being frustrated. Everyone is some kind of being tired. A lot of weightier matters in our hands that at times that we think it will never pass by or it will never. So no matter the challenges you face in life, no matter what life throws at you, just absorb them, let it go, let it go. Do not burden your own self with utterances, with negativity that will even hurt you the more. Reaffirm to yourself that you are going through it and coming out as a victor. No matter the countless challenges you face, there is always light at the tunnel. So that is why most of the times my career through. I have always aligned myself with people who are ready for success, people who are ready, not only ready, but willing. It takes one to be ready, or to wanting something, and it takes the other to be willing and ready to give into that thing. So it is not always about you wanting it or needing it, but it is about you showing that eagerness, that zeal. So anything you ever wish in life, anything you ever thought of in life, you are able and capable of achieving it. But how do you spice out yourself? How do you spice up your day? How does it happen? It happens by constantly telling yourself who you are. Yes, you tell yourself who you are. And there is this song that I have always laid greater emphasis on. And I do always tell friends and family that the writer of the song was really amazing. He had come out of something great. He had passed through the furnace, the burning furnace. And when he became a victor, he wanted to reaffirm himself that, oh, this is an evidence that I have overcome. So no matter the challenges that will come my way, I will hold on to that testimony. I will hold on to that fact, that evidence that I have ever been there and I came out victorious. So this is what we ought to do. Mind you, there is always an evidence in everyone's life to point out to. But in our moment of challenges, we forget them. You can imagine the impact those tasks can make in our life, but we do forget them often. We forget them, and with some kind of looking out there to look for evidence, to look for spices, joy, but we won't find it. There is joy inside of you. There is an evidence in your life to carry you through, to give you a proof that you have been there before and you are going back there and you are going to come out victorious. That is if you are able to focus and being able to absorb and being able to release the stress and anxiety and walk the way, no matter how rough it is. Life, the path in life will never be smooth, especially to those who have greater futures, those who have born for greatness. You know, one thing I've learned about life is that all promising and bright path of future, the path through is never smooth. It is so rough, so slippery, so unconditioned, in a very, very unaligning and disregardful manner. But you have got to go through it to stand firm, to be able to testify that you have been there before. Beloved, it's your course success coming your way. This is Life Hikes. Please do subscribe to our channels. We have Life Hikes on quite a whole lot of platforms, 8 or so. Yes, so you can find us on all the major platforms where podcast is hosted. Follow us, subscribe to our channel, leave your comment, like. Let's build a community. Let's build a society so strong. A family that encourages, a family that gives hope, a family that leads to a promising path It's your coach success coming your way. And this is Life Hacks. We on the power of your utterance this week. That is what we are, we are hitting on. The power of your utterance. The impact your utterance can make. It is either positive or negative. That is the like one manner you speak it. If you tell yourself promising word, if you tell yourself positive words, yes, indeed, it will have a positive impact on you. But if you align yourself to negativity, if you tell yourself negative words, if you affirm to yourself that you are a failure, then indeed, 90% of your life would be a failure. But if you're able to tell yourself that you are a victor, if you are able to affirm to yourself in a positive way, in a positive dialect, you know, the soul is such in a way that it needs someone to speak, it needs a word, it needs an utterance to quicken our morale. That is what I have learned. Without a word, someone will not come through a victor. So speak positivity into your life. There is power in your tongue. And if you want to bear fruit, I mean good and healthy fruit of this tongue, then you must speak positivity into your life. Is your course success coming your way? And this is Life Hacks. We come in your way next week again on yet a different episode. But this week, we are on the power of your tongue. Do subscribe to our channel, like and comment. Have a very blissful weekend. Until next week, I say goodbye.